Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. I can tell. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll take advantage of all the things that are there, including our newsletter. And I hope you'll subscribe to that because I think you'll like it. Join the happy throng of thousands of subscribers to our newsletter and our growing subscribers of our blog, which is on the homepage there, or we'll send it to you. You don't even have to come get it if you want. We'll send it to you just like our newsletter. It comes by real simple syndication, which is different technology from email, but it's a growing technology and one that you can find out more about on our website and also how to get the technology, and it's free as well. So take advantage of all those things that are there. Thanks to our corporate partners, it's all free. Arkie Ciancutti is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Arkie Ciancutti is an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and Thomas Stedding are the authors of Built on Trust, which, as you know, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you know is one of my favorite books in the world. And the message is one of the most important ones for the 21st century. He's our good friend. Arkie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And we're going to get down to where the rubber meets the road and talk a little bit about this today, aren't we?
Yes, I think so.
There are companies out there, you know, Arkie, when you and I talk about trust, when you write your books written built on trust, and I spend a lot of time, even when you're not here, Arkie, I talk about the things that you say, and I like building it into my speeches whenever I can, and especially when I answer questions. But a lot of times when you talk about trust and the importance of it, if you don't apply it to some activity, some business activity, if you don't shuck it down to where, you know, where real human beings use things and interact with each other, it sounds like it's a little bit, it doesn't really land with a proper gravity. But when you put it in, when you give it an application, that helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think if you think of trust as having all the people who work with you completely on your side, on the side of the company, and on each other's side, so that you're just not going to have any of this us versus them. When you think of that, you make that vision, oh boy, I really like to have that all the time, not just part of the time, then give people ways to implement that and to use that. There are a number of different ways. I work with a company that is so successful that it has inventory. It's struggling to keep up with orders. Now, that's the kind of problem
that's a high-class problem, isn't it?
That everybody wants that problem, you know. But the thing is, there's a danger in there, because if you upset your customers and you don't meet their expectations, you know, and so forth, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
Most companies try to solve this with a technical solution, and there are very good, you know, customized software. But without the cooperation and the trust of the people in inventory control, for instance, in customer service and warehousing and shipping, without that basic trust, that software is not going to be designed flexibly enough, accurately enough, to solve the problems. And it's just going to continue to spiral. So there's a good example. Security is another. There are many examples.
One of the things that I've enjoyed learning about recently, fairly recently, Arkie, my audience knows that I've been doing some programs. I've been moderating and emceeing some programs for IBM around the country.
Uh-huh.
I've got some more to do. And one of the things that IBM and other companies are really focusing on the 21st century is electronic security, email
yeah.
security, internet security, that sort of thing. We realize now, Arkie, that in the old days when you and I were young pups, Arkie, our assets we locked up behind doors and we turned security systems on.
Yes.
But today our assets are not in boxes and sitting on pallets. Our assets are more likely to be in a computer somewhere attached to the internet.
Yes.
And so we have to protect those things. But here was one of the first things that was said in these programs. All the technology in the world isn't going to help you if you don't have good governance, good corporate governance, meaning the way human beings work together to make the security work.
Well, that's right. And that's the basis of the whole thing. And that goes back to trust. That goes back to a confidence that people have, and that's backed up by a track record. And there's where your security comes in. If people have confidence, if they want to give to the company and they want to give to each other, even if their functions are ostensibly in conflict, you know, sales and product development, et cetera, that if that's there, they'll make your security system work.
We're going to come back and talk some more about this, folks. This is trust based on applications. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. RQC and Cuddy is our guest, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Arky C. and Cuddy is our guest. And Arky, it's our fifth anniversary together. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. Same to you. I'm shocked, but I'm pleased.
Well, you know, you always knew I loved you, but you didn't know I was going to celebrate our anniversary, did you?
No, I'm not totally shocked.
The roses will be along later on in the day, right, Arky?
Thank you. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. Arky, it's been a great 5 years that you spent with us, and on behalf of my audience, we thank you.
Well, my pleasure, Jim. You're very welcome.
How many other radio shows celebrate an anniversary with you? Tell me how many.
How many? I think this is number one.
Number one. That's right. We're not like everybody else, Arky. That's one of the charming and one of the frightening things about us, Arky.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we're taking trust and we're getting it down onto the production floor, into the inventory, into the warehouses, into the offices. Arky, I said a minute ago that companies who provide security services for intellectual property, for email security, internet security, that sort of thing, they know that all the technology is not going to be effective. The best technology in the world, if the people don't accept it, don't buy into it, aren't part of the solution, aren't involved. Another thing, a week ago, I interviewed a guy who was a former security expert with a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we can have a thousand, but if nobody's watching the monitors, or if they're not watching them with interest and with dedication, he said, all those monitors are not worth anything.
Well, that's a fact. And the other thing that your employees can help you do is design the system to begin with. I think all these companies who, for instance, provide security, they ought to have a branch, a teamwork branch, that comes in ahead of time and that really works with people to get to establish a level of trust, to help management establish that level of trust, and you let these people help design the system. I know that's what I've done several times with inventory control in companies, you know, that again have this great problem of too much product. I mean, too much orders, you know, mm-hmm. and they're trying to keep up with their orders.
Right.
And also with service companies, the same thing. So, but if the people themselves who are right there in the trenches, if you get their goodwill and really let them contribute, because that's what they want to do, even if they're cynical,
right.
Even if it's an us versus them, even if that's the patina or the surface, underneath they really want to contribute. If you give them that chance sincerely, let them do it.
Nobody is going to not want to do that. If they act like they don't, it's because of their past experiences. They've not had a good experience. But if they truly believe that you want them to buy into this, that you want them to be a stakeholder.
That's right.
And to me, that's the key. And I think it begins when you're in the acquisition process, Arky. If you want to be successful with what you're talking about doing, when you hire people, you don't need to hire employees. You need to be acquiring stakeholders.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And people who have the ability to say, if you allow me to participate, I will participate.
Yes, one of the things we counsel people do when they're interviewing people is to, for jobs, we say, tell them what your two or three core values are and how you live them, and ask them what one of their core values is and how they implement it and how they live it, and just sit and listen to that. And that's the kind of person you want to have, somebody who's got an answer for that,
mm-hmm.
Somebody who can implement that, or who says, yeah, I really love that. I've never been in a company that's done that, but here's what I do in this part of my life. You know. That's what you're looking for, is somebody who's looking for that. Not a bunch of values up on the wall, but a bunch of values that are really being lived out and that start with the customer, but that are really being lived out on a day-to-day basis. And that's giving people the wherewithal, as you say, break through that cynicism, break through that expensive, fearful us versus them, get to the place where people can really make the contribution that they want to make.
You know, Arky, I moderated quite a few panels, and sometimes, and obviously in a panel situation, there are Q&A times. In fact, maybe most of the time it's for Q&A from the audience.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy doing that. And sometimes the audience is not very quick to ask questions, to get involved. And the one way that always works, that never fails to get the audience participating, and then I usually can't get them to shut up, is when I ask this question: where's the pain?
Yes.
I had an audience last week that wouldn't open their mouth. I had to carry the ball for a little while, and finally I said, where's the pain? And I almost couldn't get him to shut up after that. And to me, if somebody's listening right now and they're saying, well, you know what? I'm not sure I understand if I fit what you're talking about, if I'm having the kind of problems you're having.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, if you say to yourself, okay, where's the pain? If you say to yourself, where am I frustrated? What's frustrating me? What I've got customers who want to buy stuff from me, but I can't get it out there, or it's not getting out the right way. There's a disconnect there, isn't there?
Yes, and there's something real at the bottom of it. And I think that's a very good question. Where's the pain? Where's my frustration? What am I worried about? If you're worried about something, there's something you don't have closure on that's important in your business. If you spend a little bit of time thinking about that, you know, we're not that crazy as a human being, as a species. There really is something there, and you can find that, and you can address that, and you can address it successfully only through your people.
And if you can't find out where your pain is, I know somebody who can tell you where your pain is. We come back, Arky and I are going to talk about that very important person, and they'll tell you where the pain is. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and visiting with our good friend Arky C. and Cuddy, Dr. Arky C. and Cuddy. He and Thomas Steading, the authors of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. And as you know, it's one of my favorite books. I've been recommending it to you now for 5 years. We're now in our sixth year of me recommending this book to you. It's still available wherever books are sold, isn't it, Arky?
Yes, it is.
The title is Built on Trust. Arky, give us your website as well, please.
Learningcenter.net.
All right.
One word, and Learning Center.
And what do we find when we get there?
Well, there's a library. There are 8 or 10 articles with good information. There's a section called Team Tips, which has some advanced chapters in the book that's the second book that we're writing now. And there's quite a bit of information. And then there's also how to, you know, whether you want to use us and the kind of work that we do and how we consult and what we do and how we customize things, et cetera.
Well, I encourage you to check that out, folks, and that's learningcenter.net?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Arky, I said that there's a person out there, if you're having trouble finding your pain, there's a person out there that's feeling your pain. And that's your customers. And if you're courageous enough, if you're smart enough, if you're wise enough, if you've got the right kind of communication skills and the courage, you can go to them and you can say, you know what? I want to get better. I want our company to get better. You're a good customer. We thank you for that. But we can't be doing everything perfectly. Can you think about where the pain is between your company and our company? Tell me what that looks like so I can fix it. What do you think, Arky?
That's a great idea. And it'll take you on a straight line.
An odyssey. Maybe an odyssey, though.
Yes. And listen well and thank people and go right back to that where that straight line takes you, because right there is the source of your worry, your frustration, your pain. And it's also the source of your profitability and the fun. Get the fun back in your business.
Well, they're going to tell you something like, well, you know what, your products come in really good, but when the guy delivers it, he leaves it out in the rain, or you know, your guy doesn't, you know, he don't get the paperwork right, or when we get our bill, it doesn't have all the right information on it, or when we have a back order, we have to keep calling you guys, or it's that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of things you're going to find.
Yes, that's right. Or a service problem or this or that, you know, and it's going to be things that are going to be fixable. Or at the very least, you can manage that customer's expectation in a better way, in a more accurate way.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help quite a bit. Instead of, you know, pretending everything is hunky-dory, this way you can address reality.
Well, and the thing about it is when you go to your employees, to your stakeholders.
Yes.
And you have told them that this information came from our customers, the people who make their paychecks possible.
Yes.
That's different from you, isn't it? From you.
Yes, it is. And it because, you know, people, a lot of people, even when they're stakeholders, they have a thing about authority, you know, and your authority. If you're senior management, you know, your authority. You inherited that thing, even if you're the grandest person in the world. You do have a little something that people have to deal with if you're the one in authority. So it's much better to get that customer's voice. And then, you know, that takes you out of the loop and out of the blame game.
The other thing it does, Arky, is it does something I think really needs to be done more than ever before. It lets our employees understand who the really important person is. I really fear that there's an epidemic in the marketplace right now where people who serve customers don't get what a critical part these people play. I really believe that there's an epidemic of employees who look at a customer and they don't see their paycheck there.
Yes, that's right, and that is the source of everything. That's the source of everything that you want to do is that is that customer. And, you know, it's fragile. It's temporary. You have to always maintain that. You have to always be taking care of that customer. You can't rest on your laurels or you're going to be in trouble.
You never could, but now especially. And, you know, talking about those employees, Arky, the 21st century generations, the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, they're not even, not only are they having trouble with authority from managers, they're going to have authority from owners.
Yes, that's right.
Because they're not like my generation and your generation, Arky. They don't take orders like you and I did.
that's right. They don't.
But there's a gift in there.
If you know how to harvest that, there is a gift in there.
There's no question.
Yes.
Arky, thank you for being here. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jim, and same to you. My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Arky Ciancutti, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Built on Trust, and if you don't have it, I want to know why. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.